So some of you know I have a business background, and one of the things I'm interested sometimes in different things have business ideas, and maybe see how the parish could kind of benefit from all the work that the secular world is doing to promote their business, you know, that maybe some of it might be applicable. And one of them that I really love is, and I've brought it up many times and try to probably bring it here as well, is that it's this idea that a business starts with the why in the center of like a bullseye. And then you start with the why you exist. And then you have the how you make this come about. And then the what, so what you do. And one of the things that I kept talking about is many people, many businesses, what they do is they usually start with the what. This is what we do. And then they work their way to why they exist. And he said, first you got to begin with the why you exist. And I think that sounds so right. And he goes through different companies and how, this is the guy who brought this up, and to think this way, and how different they approach how they work, beginning with the why. And that, to me, makes so much sense. And today, when you take a look at that first reading from St. Paul to the Thessalonians, it talks about the why, and then that should influence how we do the things we do, how we make that come about, or how God makes that come about, and then what are the things we're going to do? Because what it does, it says, the idea is that you spend a lot of energy doing all kinds of things that have nothing to do with the reason why you exist. And I think we find that's true for the church as well. Today, I love St. Paul. He says, this is God's will, your holiness. That is God's will for you. Simple as that. That's the reason why even the church exists. And as a matter of fact, if John Paul II, one of the things he wrote, which I loved, and said, the parish is a school of holiness. That's what they would come here to learn, to be holy as God has called us to be. That's the reason why a parish exists, for the holiness of the people. And that's so, if that's our goal, then how does that come about? Obviously, like through the sacraments. So then what are the things we do? And so maybe some of the things that keep us a lot busy doing all kinds of things in a parish doesn't result in the idea that follow through to why we exist in the holiness. And I think that if a parish becomes a school of holiness, this is where you come to learn God's will for you in your holiness, your call to holiness. And Vatican II and that wonderful paragraph in Lumen Gentium called the universal call to holiness. So you know, this weekend, if you're going to be at the Basilica, we're going to have available the beginnings of like the readings, the book, Introduction to the Devout Life. And it talks about holiness at any stage, at any state of one's life. Everyone is called to holiness, and we can see that right there today. Because God did not call us to impurity or to sin or to the ways of the world, but to holiness. And I think it says, whoever disregards this, disregards not a human being, but disregards God, who also gives his Holy Spirit to you. May that be what our sole purpose is, and then everything we do flows for that reason.